Hello and welcome to CJ Evolution, the podcast dedicated to helping criminal justice professionals like you. Now here's your host, fellow CJ Evolutionary, Patrick Fitzgibbons.
Hello everybody, welcome back. Episode 101. Very excited to have Jessica Rhodes on the show. She is the founder and CEO of interviewconnections.com. It is a premier guest booking agency for podcasters and guest experts, and she is the acclaimed author of Interview Connections, How to Rock the Podcast from Both Sides of the Mic. I have read this book, and the book has helped me out tremendously. Welcome, Jessica.
Hey, Patrick. Thanks for having me on the show.
Thank you for coming on the show. What got you into this little business, actually big business, known as podcasting?
Well, I started my business 4 years ago. I had my first child, and I wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. So that was kind of what got me into online business, and then podcasting kind of came next. I started out as a virtual assistant, so I was doing, you know, work for entrepreneurs online, a variety of things. I was doing Pinterest, you know, social media marketing, managing my clients' Pinterest pages, designing infographics, doing client support work, basically anything that I could do from a home office that a small business owner could, you know, contract my freelance services. And then one of those services happened to be booking podcast interviews. And so that's kind of where it all began. And this is back in 2013, April, May 2013, when I started booking podcast interviews. And it was really taking off. Small business owners and entrepreneurs online specifically were starting more and more shows, doing more and more interviews. And I started a business booking people for these interviews, and the timing is everything. Mm-hmm. I think, exactly. You know, there was a need for what I had, and I saw the wave and I jumped on it and have just kept riding it.
Now, how big are podcasts? I mean, a lot of people know about them. A lot of people don't, but they're getting bigger, right?
They are, definitely. The listenership continues to go up. It has never gone down. So podcasting as an industry continues to grow, and audiences continue to grow and get more engaged, and more people are accessing podcasts. You know, the podcast app is native on every iPhone. People are starting to have it in their cars. So it's just getting more and more popular. A few years ago, it was like 60% of people didn't know what a podcast was, and it's just getting lower. So more and more people are learning about this industry, but it's simple. You know, podcasts, they're just shows. There's nothing different from a radio show, although they just go through the internet. They're on demand, but it's a show, and people have been listening to shows for a long time now. It's just a different way for people to access them.
Why should business owners be interviewed on podcasts?
Yeah, business owners should be interviewed on podcasts because this is a brand building strategy. When you are interviewed on a podcast, there's a lot of great things happening for your brand and your business. Number one, you are getting exposure to a whole new audience. So whenever you're on a podcast, there are people learning about who you are and what you do who didn't know who you are, 5 minutes ago. So that's number one, is just getting exposure to new people. And also the relationships and the connections that come out of the interviews, the relationships you can build with the hosts of the shows. And there's link building. So as a business owner, you want to have a lot of links to your website on other websites. Mm-hmm. The more backlinks to your website there are online, the higher up in Google search results you will be when people are looking for what you have. So it's a really easy and low-cost way to get, to improve your search engine optimization.
Mm-hmm. What steps can entrepreneurs take to position themselves as a celebrity expert in their niche? Because there's a lot of people out there that are probably experts. I mean, what can they do to position themselves?
Yeah, the first thing is just to kind of be a secret shopper on your own website. You know, go to your website, and how easy is it for someone to request you for an interview? And is it obvious that you are an expert? So looking at your about page, or do you have a press page on your website that says who you are, what your bio is, what topics you could be interviewed about? It could be as simple as on your contact page, it says, to request Patrick for an interview on your podcast, use this email. Just as simple as doing that starts to put out this message, and it positions you as somebody that gets interviewed. Mm-hmm. So anybody that might be looking at that page says, oh, he gets interviewed. Okay, I'll ask him to be on my show. Having a one sheet. So this is something that you can send to podcasters to pitch yourself as a guest. It gives them suggested interview questions that they could ask you. It gives you example topics that you are well versed on and that you could talk about. And these topics need to be providing value to somebody's target audience. So I would not say, like, tell me about my business and, like, tell me, you know, it's got to be stuff that communicates value to somebody else's audience. So podcasting is all about, you know, you have to be a giver, you have to communicate value and give as much information as possible to that target audience.
And I can attest to the one sheets because your business, interviewconnections.com, made two one sheets for me. One for the podcast and one for when I'm an expert. And like you said, Jessica, I send those off and people love them. And I love the work your team did with my one sheets, and it's great.
Wow, thank you.
I use them all the time. So yeah, it's amazing to me because I've been getting a lot of guests on that how many people don't use one sheets. And I guess it's not a break, make or break kind of thing, but I think that they're very, very valuable.
Yeah, maybe we could talk about what a one sheet is. I don't know if we fully went into that, but I'd be happy to kind of...
Sure, yeah, if you could. Yeah. Yeah.
So a one sheet is a PDF document. It is branded and designed nicely, so it's not just a Microsoft Word document then translated into a PDF. You know, it looks nice. It has your logo, it has your photo, and it has key information about what you're trying to communicate to the person you are sending the one sheet to. So for example, as a podcast host, if you want to get sponsors or advertisers on your show, you could have a one sheet that gives the potential advertisers, okay, this is what the podcast is about. This is the target audience. Here are some of the topics we address. Here are some of the statistics of our show and our following and our reach. Here's how we promote the show. You can have your rates, like, you know, these are the different packages that you can purchase. You put that all on a one sheet, so it's super easy for somebody to see exactly what they need. If you're a guest expert for a podcast, you have a one sheet that has your bio, your interview topics, your interview questions, and then contact information about how somebody could reach you, because podcast hosts almost always need a few basic things. Bio, interview questions, interview topic, you know, your headshot. So if you have it on a one sheet, it's super easy to just send it to a host and say, here's everything you need is on this PDF, and it makes it super easy.
And once again, interviewconnections.com, you guys do that.
Mm-hmm.
You guys make them?
Yeah.
Now, the obvious question, okay, you have a one sheet, you know, you're getting started in podcasts, and I do this every day as far as the next question I'm going to ask you. How do you find great guests for the show?
Yeah,
go ahead.
Yeah, well, how to find great guests for your show. So the first thing before we can even talk about, you know, where you can find guests, it's knowing what the right kind of guest is your podcast. And you've got to ask, who is my target audience and who is actually listening to my show? Because you want to be bringing guests onto your show that your listeners are going to want to hear. Mm-hmm. When your listeners find value in your guests and in each episode, they're going to come back and they're going to subscribe and they're going to share it with their friends. So really figure out who your target audience is and who they want to hear. And you could also just ask your target audience, who do you want to hear on the show? I think a lot of podcasters will put on their website, do you have somebody that you want to hear me interview? Suggest a guest here or be a guest, because it's great to get listeners on your show because then you deepen the relationship with the people that are consuming your content. Mm-hmm. If you have a podcast that is about somebody's, you know, you want to bring expertise, you really want to be teaching your audience something, you want to look at people that are experts in the field that you are talking about. So you can look at people that have written a book on this specific topic, maybe going to Amazon and seeing who's publishing books. One of the easier places to go is just looking at other podcasts. There's almost all of your, unless you are super, super unique, there's always going to be another podcast that has a similar target audience and is talking about similar things. So you can go and see what other podcasters in your industry, you know, who they're interviewing, and you can see who they're interviewing and maybe bring on similar people. And let's see, you can also go to social media. Twitter is a great place to find guests because you can pretty much tweet directly at the person and it's really easy to get directly in contact with them, and then LinkedIn. But it depends, you know, where your potential guests are hanging out. You know, if you have a podcast where there's a lot of professionals and you probably want to go on LinkedIn, it might be harder to get to people through Facebook. If they don't use Facebook for business, then they might have their profile set to private, but you might be able to find them easier on LinkedIn.
Now, what kind of advice would you give, Jessica, to somebody who, okay, they're going to make a connection, or they want to try to ask somebody, say on LinkedIn, to come on their show? Because you don't want to come off as, you know what I mean? I mean,
yeah.
Can, you want to hey, I just, you know, I'm me. Can you come on my
yeah.
show?
Yeah, exactly. You want to be confident, but I mean, assume support. You know, I used to be a door-to-door canvasser, and it was very important that we assume support. If you walk up to someone kind of like afraid they're going to say no, then they're going to say no. You know, people can read that energy even when it's through an email. So just really know that the time that they would spend on your show is going to be just as valuable to them as it will be for you and your audience. Mm-hmm. So I would confidently say, you know, make it really friendly, because whenever something seems like too professional, it almost comes off as like spammy. So, you know, hi, I'm so-and-so, this is my podcast, and I'm really interested in interviewing you on my show to talk about XYZ. So be really specific about why you want to interview them, what you would want to talk about with them. And then just tell them the basic logistics of the show. We record on Skype. It's audio only. It only takes 30 minutes, and we can schedule the time that works for you. Mm-hmm. I would keep it short and simple as you can. And that way, if they have more questions, they can ask. But rule of thumb is, the more information you give in your request, the more questions are going to arise and the harder it is going to be, you know, to actually nail down an interview. So keep it really short and simple, be confident, be friendly. And then most importantly, follow up, because if somebody does not reply to the first email, doesn't mean they said no. It just means that they haven't had time to read it, or they didn't get your email. So you've got to follow up.
And the thing, and very good advice, and the one aspect that I really like what you said, Jessica, is, you know, you want to provide, you want to give value to them too, or, you know, make them think they're getting some value, obviously, because they're going to get exposure through your, you know, podcast. And that's
absolutely
when I meet people, I try to, you know, I do exactly what you say, but I say, you know, this will hopefully give you more exposure, and, you know, trying to provide value for them, to give them something back, instead of just, you know, wanting to take. You know what I mean? Does that make sense?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. I mean, it depends who you're asking to be on your show. You know, if you are requesting somebody that has been interviewed a lot, sometimes you don't have to, they know what it's like to be on a show. They understand the value. But if it's someone that's never been on a podcast before, you might want to communicate that. Like, what this means is you're going to get, you know, exposure to my audience. I'm going to link to your website, so you'll have a backlink. You're going to be able to share this MP3 wherever you want. So you can kind of explain like podcasting 101 to them. So they say yes.
And yeah. Amazing. And it made me think when you were talking about Amazon, because that is a great, I use that too, is you get on Amazon and I kind of look for authors in my field.
Mm-hmm.
And I cannot believe how easy it is sometimes, you know, by just asking somebody.
Oh, yeah.
I'm still amazed when I just ask somebody, hey, you know, doing what we just talked about. And the majority of time, at least, I've been doing this a very long time, but people say yes the majority of times. They're like, yeah, of course.
Yeah, people like being interviewed. It's flattering. So it's definitely, unless you're going after a really big name or a big celebrity, and, you know, maybe there's somebody that gets requested all the time, you know, it might be a little harder. But, you know, most people are really honored and flattered and excited to be featured as a guest on a podcast. It's exciting for people to get interviewed. So that's why I always like to say, you know, assume support and be confident, because chances are they'll say yes.
Okay. Now, one question that everybody is probably going to be wondering is, can you really monetize a podcast, you know, with a small audience?
Yeah. I mean, yes. The answer is definitely yes. You can definitely monetize a podcast, but just because I say yes doesn't mean that everyone will. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you know, a couple of things that you need to monetize a podcast is you need to have commitment. Okay. Because I know people that have monetized their podcast. I know people that have launched their podcast with a sponsor already signed on before they even launched. It is
wow.
possible.
You can
How do they do that? Well, the one person that I'm thinking of, you know, she is very established in her industry. She's owned a business in her industry for 30 years. So she was able to contact a business that knew her and knew her reputation. So you've got to have somewhat of a reputation, you know, before you, you know, start. So even if you haven't started your podcast, if somebody knows you and trusts you and knows that you're going to have a following when you start, then that, you know, that's a good first step. You know, you can monetize the podcast directly or indirectly. So by monetizing a podcast directly, that means having a business that pays you to advertise their product or service on the podcast. So that's a direct sponsorship or advertising revenue stream. Indirectly would be having a business or, you know, products or services that you're selling on the back end. So as you're podcasting, you're building your brand and you're building an audience. And then as listeners are engaging with you and liking your podcast, they will go to your website and then want to buy whatever you have to sell on the back end. A lot of podcasts will also monetize through crowdfunding. So they'll use a service like Patreon where people can actually donate, you know, a certain number of money, a certain number of dollars every month. You can do PayPal. Jennifer Briney hosts a podcast called Congressional Dish, and she has you know, thousands of dollars every month from listeners. You know, she'll have listeners mail her checks to her PO box. Yeah. So it's definitely possible, but the content comes first. You know, you can absolutely monetize, but your focus has to start with your audience, with the content, with making a really, really good show, because what you put into it is what you get out of it.
And you talk about this in your book, Jessica, and I want to talk a little bit about your book in a few minutes. But slow and steady. I mean, you have to be consistent, because so many people out there think that they can just start a podcast and then, you know, very, very quickly they'll be able to monetize it. And I listen to many podcasts, as do you, and a lot of these great people that have these podcasts talk about, look, it didn't happen overnight, but that's kind of what we expect, a lot of us. Not all of us.
Yeah, it's definitely not going to happen overnight. I totally agree with you. And you also have to have sales skills, too.
I mean, exactly.
A lot of podcasters will ask me, like, okay, I want to get advertisers. You know, which advertising agency should I talk to? And, you know, that might be good for you. And obviously, there's a lot of agencies that can help connect you with advertisers. From my perspective, as a business owner, my sales are the last thing that I will delegate, because nobody is going to sell my product or service better than I can. And as a podcaster, your podcast is your product that you're selling. Exactly. You are selling airtime on your show, and you are the person who most passionately and can most confidently communicate the value of advertising on your show. So, you know, if you're like horrible at sales and you are not confident at all, then maybe it's good to contact somebody that can help you with that. But I really encourage people to try to do their own sales work, because you've got to, like, if you want to monetize and if you want to make money, you have to be okay with being in sales.
Well, and that's a good point, because even having a podcast, even being out there, I mean, it's almost like, how can you, we're selling right now. Mm-hmm. You and I are selling right now. You're selling you, I'm selling me, we're selling you know, our brands. But I just don't understand how some people, if you have a podcast out there, wouldn't that be a just kind of a natural thing that you'd be wanting to sell? I mean, it's just weird. You can't have one without the other.
Yeah, you need, if you want to have a sponsor, you need to be able to confidently tell them, this is exactly who my audience is, and this is what the show is about, and here is why I know advertising on my podcast will bring you a return on investment. This is why I know, this is how I know advertising on my podcast is going to be good for your brand and good for your business. If you can't say it that confidently and with conviction, then you might need to go back to the drawing board and work on your show. Make it a better show.
Exactly. Exactly. What? Can you tell us a little bit about your book? I mean, it's about podcasting, rocking on both sides, but what can you tell us a little bit about it and maybe give us some tips?
Absolutely. It's called Interview Connections, How to Rock the Podcast from Both Sides of the Mic, and if you liked what we talked about in today's interview, this is a book that you should definitely pick up, because I wrote this book for people that want to get into podcasting and are a little bit confused about how to start or want to figure out how to leverage the power of podcast interviews to, you know, really grow their brand and grow their business. It's not too technical, but I will give you some simple recommendations on microphones. There's a whole chapter on monetization. So I actually put in the book the transcript of the email I used to secure my first sponsor. So all I did was redact the amount that I quoted them, but that is the exact email that I used to get the ball rolling with, you know, advertising on my podcast. So there's some gold in that book if you are getting into, you know, podcasting and, you know, want to really grow your brand with podcasts.
And it's a great book. Like I said, Jessica, you sent me a copy, and I've read it a couple times along with my wife, because she helped me with my podcast. If people want to reach out to you, Jessica, and find you, where can they do so?
Yeah, so interviewconnections.com is a great place to go. There are, you know, links to us on social media, but yeah, interviewconnections.com, and you can also get the book on Amazon as well.
Well, I appreciate so much you coming on the show, Jessica. You rock. We love what you're doing. I mean, just keep up the good work. Any new books coming out?
No new books right now. I've hired 6 employees in the last few months, moved from a virtual team to an in-house staff. So right now we're just kind of buckled down and, you know, running the business.
Well, I appreciate what you do, and thank you for all the help you've given me. And like I said, I love what you're doing. So thanks for coming on, Jessica. I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to CJ Evolution. Be sure to head over to iTunes and rate and review the podcast, and reach out to Patrick on Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, Anchor, or Snapchat. We'll see you next time on CJ Evolution.